Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of November, 2017. And I'm going to be reading from Psalm 65, verse 4, Psalm 27, verse 4, Matthew 5, 6, Luke 1, 53, Psalm 107, verse 9, John 6, 35, and Psalm 36, 7 through 9. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He that hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. Well, the scriptures are so full of comfort for those believers that have been recipients of this everlasting life. And my thoughts this morning are the fact that how we were brought into this world, there is one universal fact that is true, a biblical fact, and that is that we were all born and conceived in sin. And that's what I've entitled this morning, Born and Conceived in Sin. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son. The work of Christ did do. Dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving, eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Has that been your experience? Has that been your story? I hope it has. Because we all come into this world as sinners. And the only hope that we have is that we have been born again by the Spirit of God, and that he has died for us and paid the price for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. So this morning, let us be reminded of that fact, that the shed blood of Jesus and the solid contract is our only hope of our eternal life amidst all this toil and strife. I want to encourage those this morning who are under the load of guilt and sin to realize that if you've been born again, that the work of Christ is a done deal. It's finished. I want to read this to you before we conclude this morning. born and conceived in sin. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract. Excuse me one second here, I'm having a little bit of a glitch. Get back to the right document here. Here we go. I'll start this over. Born and conceived in sin. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract. Between the Father and the Son, the work of Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon the tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born and conceived in sin. Yes, that's also true for me. But my sin was atoned for, and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior, who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again, I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, I hope you can say that as well with your heart this morning and know that this work is also done for you. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer, when we know that he will. Through thick and thin, and in him we live and move and have our being. God bless.